And tonight also a special night as we honor the 1971 and 1972 state champion Trigg County Wildcat football teams. And we are blessed tonight to have one of the great players from those teams, Benji Glunt, who was an all-state linebacker for Trigg County in 1971 and 72. Welcome, Benji. We're glad you're here.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Benji, what are you doing these days? Where are you living?
Live in Greenville, South Carolina. Retired from an engineering degree or career and degree. But it was a good run. So I enjoyed what I did.
Well, we're glad you're here, and I know you're going to have a good time with all your old friends that you grew up with tonight and have a lot of great memories and just have a good time being together.
It's been really good seeing some folks. We had a little get-together before the game, and it's really some of them I haven't seen in 50 years, so it's crazy.
That is crazy, yeah, because you still look great. You're kind of the eternal teenager of your teams over the years.
Well, I still think I could suit up, but I would only last for about 5 seconds.
So why don't you tell us some of your general memories and thoughts on growing up and playing football in Trigg County?
I guess the coaching staff, we actually have Coach Barrett, who is our coach. I'm a 73 grad, so I played on the 71 and 72 teams as a junior and senior. But our coach, our freshman and sophomore year, was Coach Ken Barrett, who went on to win like 3 state championships at Russellville. So we had some really good coaching. Coach Jaggers obviously came in first year here at Trigg County. And, won back-to-back state championships. And then after that, it has to be just the people that we had, that were together in that moment. Some of them that are household names around here, Selby Grubbs, obviously, Tony Holland. I mean, some really very talented people, David Saddle. I mean, you don't go to Alabama unless you're really good. And so I think that was really – but we also had, a lot of – just good athletes, not the uber talented guys. James Tyler was my counterpart at guard and linebacker. And Jimmy Futrell, he was really good on the line. Dan Davis probably didn't get a whole lot of press, but I don't think he had a bad snap in the years that he was there. And I don't know, Ronnie Diggs. I mean, Ronnie was fast. He was a hard nosed kid. The White Twins. I'm going to get in trouble here because I'm going to forget somebody. But it was just a bunch of Ivan Baker. I mean, blocker, ran the ball well. Willie Grubbs, we call him Goat Grubbs, Selby's brother. He really pulled us out in the playoffs our junior year with some just fantastic runs, and they were obviously keen on Selby. But it was Norris Radford. He was a really cool guy. Played, he had the Radford bloodline, so he was really a good player for us. Jimmy Mathis, came in after Bruce Higby, quarterback our senior, and then he was a really good athlete as well as a good leader and quarterback. So. I don't know. There's not anybody I couldn't really. Larry Palmer, just a freak, at defensive end, and he was just. There was one game he ran a guy down, a fast running back that I actually played college ball with, and he tracked him down, and I don't know if that ever happened to him before. So it was really a fun time to watch, and I can even remember as freshmen and sophomores where we would talk about being good, and one of the times we tied Mayfield, and so that was like a benchmark. Like, we're pretty good if we tied Mayfield, and we should have beat him, as a freshman. So it was, it was just, and we really liked each other. It was one of those things where, and still do. It's kind of like we got to talk on the phone with somebody that I haven't seen or heard from in a long time, and. It's just like it was yesterday. It's really, really a neat time in my life, and I really appreciated Trigg County as a whole. Except the way they came behind us, man. And Willie Wilson, you know, him being here tonight, I mean, that's just magical, I think.
Yeah, we're trying to get Willie to come up here and do a little play-by-play for us later on.
Yeah, I mean, and man, I've heard him on the radio, you know, some radio shows. I think there was a guy out of Louisville, and he interviewed a few of us, and Willie was one of them. And man, Willie was, man, it sounded like it was 1972. It was really, really pretty cool.
Well, you played for two great coaches, Ken Barrett and Joe Jaggers. Maybe can you compare or contrast them a little bit for us?
Both very intense.
Yeah, you know,
indeed. That's probably an understatement. They got the best out of their players, it seemed like. I think probably Coach Barrett was more vocal. Coach Jaggers was perhaps he would say the same thing in less words, but you knew when he was, you know, he was happy with you. Or, I mean, I can remember in practices we would run the same play 10, 15 times in a row because he saw something he didn't like. So perfection was a goal. It was something that you can't achieve, but it was definitely a goal that he had in Coach Barrett too.
Can you also maybe compare and contrast a bit the two teams, the 71 team and the 72 team for us?
Yes, I think our defense improved from 71 to 72. Offensively, we seemed to start slow in some games. I didn't really realize that until I started going back through some of the highlights we have five games that I have film on, and pass them around to everybody. But then there was, you know, some of the newspaper articles, it would, you know, I think, well, we killed those guys. Well, we didn't score till the fourth quarter. So it was like, I don't know why that was. And I think we did have quite a bit of confidence in our abilities, you know, to play against anybody.
You continued to watch a lot of Trigg County football through the years before you moved to South Carolina. I know you watched Al Baker play.
Yes, sir.
And what are some of your thoughts in terms of some of the best players Trigg County's ever had? Who would you kind of put up there?
Al's definitely, you know, up in the top upper echelon of that. I'm partial to Selby. Selby's heart was something that you couldn't see. But you knew it if you played with him. You know, David Sadler was just crazy good. I mean, again, he played. I think he was the last player to go both ways at Alabama.
Yeah, he was captain of their team.
And
Bear Bryant.
For Bear Bryant. Yeah. Yes. And Tony Holland had just uber talent. You know, he was just strong, fast, and watching some of the film. You know. They call it twitch. His twitch was just amazing. He would look like he knew the snap count because he was just, you know, he would move before the offensive lineman did, and just, you know, and he's big and strong, fast. So I always thought he was a really good talent. Mentioned Greg Bridges earlier. I mean, I thought he had good skills, good skill back. And you know, I mean, there was some other guys that were, like I said, good players. James Tyler didn't get a lot of press either, but he was a very good offensive guard and linebacker. He made some incredible plays.
Tell us about the two championship games in 71 and then in 72. What about your experiences, your memories of those championship games?
Lynch was good. they were very good, and we really hadn't been tested like that defensively all year. I mean, they scored 23 points in the first half, and you know, that was just a whole lot more than what we had given up. And their backs were big and strong and fast, and their line was good. And we really didn't, like at halftime, we were down 23-12. And going in, I can remember thinking, you know, gosh, what are we going to do different? And it was more mindset than anything else. We just decided to not let them run over us like they had been, you know. And they had one of their backs that got hurt too, which I, you know, thankfully that was the case. But it was that was a tough game. But I don't think we ever panicked. And I think that's another thing. It was just like, okay, we got, you know, we're down. We got to go do something. Yeah, let's try to
then
win this thing.
Then your next game was against Pikeville, right?
Yeah, Pikeville. Yeah, in Pikeville, they averaged 47 points a game, and they're running. They had a running back. And I don't know how much time I got, but the guy named Chuck Huffman, he ended up winning the state scoring title by 4 points over Selby. And we were doing everything we could at the end of the game trying to. I think they had like maybe negative yards rushing. We had just really shut them down defensively. We had a really good game. But there's a play in the Russellville game where Steve White ran the ball from 13 to the 2, almost scored. And me and David Sadler, we would switch. We were mules. We would come in and bring the play in, and the play that Coach Jaggers called was a 42 counter, which would have been Selby scoring. And Selby goes, He goes, Little White got us down here. He goes, give it to him. And so if he had taken that
he would have won that scoring
title. But he didn't care. I mean, right. That's part of yes. his greatness, I think. So.
Well, we want to thank you, Benji, for being here and talking with us and bringing back a lot of memories from the 71 and 72 team. We're really proud of you, and I hope you enjoy your retirement, and hopefully this won't be your all's last reunion, although 50 years. You would have never thought about it coming back for a 50-year reunion, did you?
No, I never. it's really crazy. Yeah. So I'm waiting for the 75th now.
I bet you'll make it because you look great.
Well, thank you, man.